Jolt. The Jolt. The Jolt. This is The Jolt with Larry Flick on Sirius XM LQ.
That's our boy, Sam Smith. He needs to release that as a single. No, he's sticking with the ballad thing, but he likes that song a lot. That's what you're thinking. When Sam Smith was here, he said that was his favorite song to do in concert. That's Restart. Okay, it's 39 past the hour. I'm Larry Flick, and you're listening to The Jolt on Sirius XM OutQ. Shannon Doherty and Holly Marie Combs are cold.
It's just a little chilly.
It's a little chilly. Shannon is literally rocking in the seat.
In her cashmere sweater.
And she's like all bundled up.
I know.
Bless your heart.
I never wear tights.
She's with tights and a big nubby sweater. And you're like layered. These poor ladies.
And you're in
these
like short sleeves.
California girls.
I know. That's because I told you I'm a menopausal old queen. Oh. What do you want from me?
Oh.
So it's like reunion day, because for those of you who remember great television from not too long ago, Shannon and Holly Marie worked together on the show Charmed. Mm-hmm. And right outside our door, he's going to be coming to see us.
There he is.
Is Ian Ziering. Did y'all see him in the hall?
Yes.
It's like a 90210 reunion out in the hall for Shannon and Ian.
We saw him in the lobby. He's awesome.
He is. And he has his clothes on today, which kind of sucks for us. But we'll see what we can do about that when he gets here in our next hour.
I went to Chippendales. I saw him.
I know.
Yeah. He was in ridiculous shape.
I know.
Yeah.
Don't you want to feed him cookies?
I want to feed everybody cookies who has like a six pack.
Yeah, just strap them to a chair and just start shoving food in their mouths.
Yeah.
The fattier, the better. And then watch them cry when the six pack is gone. Like a little baby. I'm sorry. What was that? That was my inside voice coming out.
It did.
So Shannon and Holly Marie can be seen on the GAC Network, Great American Country, for their show Off the Map with Shannon and Holly. Airs on Fridays on GAC at 11 p.m. And it's a six-episode series, and they kind of you're having like the ultimate fantasy. But you're getting paid to do it in front of cameras. You're having the ultimate road trip.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm so jealous. When I watch show, I'm like, I hate them.
I know. That was the point, is that it was
like, I want to do that.
I know.
But that's how I felt about Anthony Bourdain. I watched him and said, God, I hate him. I want to do that.
Yeah.
So then that's how the show came about. And yeah, we've got, I mean, it's such an easy, amazing, fantastic job to have. Especially, I mean, we're going to, you know, hopefully it'll go and we'll continue traveling throughout the United States. Mm-hmm. And then, of course,
well, it's
I'm
doing
like,
well from what I've read.
Shannon and Holly in Greece, Shannon and Holly in Istanbul.
Yeah, you never know.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Possibilities are endless.
So what did you not anticipate finding that just smacked you in the head, other than the cold in this room?
I really did not anticipate the bourbon at 10 o'clock in the morning. But, you know, sometimes with shooting schedules, you have to do what you have to do. So if we were going to tour the bourbon factory, it was going to happen at 10 in the morning.
Wow.
And naturally, we just had to actually drink the bourbon.
Hashtag.
That's a hard life, Shannon.
Yeah. Hashtag day drinking.
Again, hate them.
Right.
Hate them.
This is for work.
Yeah.
But don't you find when you actually see what's happening in this country in between those two coasts that are so not like America, that this is the most amazing place. It's just the most amazing country. So many insane
diverse
people.
Yeah.
I just think
in the best way.
It's diverse. I mean, people always think that you have to go somewhere else for a vacation, but really you just have to travel within the United States.
Because
you go from snow to desert to, you know, lush beaches and you have everything basically, and everybody, it's almost like soaking in different cultures, you know, the South compared to, you know, a place like New York or any sort of East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely different. So there's a lot of like diversity in the United States.
It's really, it's a beautiful thing. Were there parts of this country that you were particularly looking forward to seeing, Holly?
We really liked, well, she has her own reasons, but we really liked Tennessee and Alabama. We had a lot of fun in, and, you know, we were lucky in every place, in every town that we went to. And somewhere at some point during the show, I looked at her and I was like, oh, no, I think we're in trouble. She's like, why? And I was like, we just keep finding these, like, these characters and these very interesting people that, you know, we got lucky with, you know, during the show. And I was like, I think this is going to work.
So what is it about Tennessee for both of you? What is it?
Tennessee's my home state.
Right.
I was born in Memphis, but I feel like I hadn't been there in a really, really, really long time. And I'd never been to where we went, which was Leapers Fork. Mm-hmm. And then, you know,
I don't even know where Leapers Fork is.
It's outside of Nashville.
Is it outside of Nashville? Yeah.
And it was just so wonderful and so beautiful. I all I did was talk about
moving there.
It was like, is that place for sale? Is that place for sale? Is that one
shopping
for sale? Like, it was just, I think it was the people, it was how beautiful it was. It was coming back home. There was something about it that felt natural.
Was there any part of this journey that frightened you?
The zip lining frightened me.
Zip lining frightened you. That would frighten me.
I'm not good with heights.
Heights is not my favorite thing.
Oh, I'm great with heights. I was fantastic on that bridge.
We need to look at the tape, review the video tape again.
We know that Shannon's stretching the truth
ever so
slightly.
I really want the extended version of that bridge crossing, because
we need the real footage, because it was
pretty crazy. I had to turn around and ask her if she was acting, because we're on the suspension bridge that literally is way up in the air.
Like 80, 90 feet up.
Like in a dark cavern, because that makes it worse. And literally she freezes in the middle of the bridge. And I turn around, I'm like, what are you doing? And she goes, who's on the bridge? Somebody get off the bridge. Who's rocking the bridge? I was like, nobody's on the bridge, dude.
That would have been me.
And she was frozen. Like
I couldn't move.
I would have been crying. I would have been crying like a little girl.
I was basically crying.
And I was like, are you kidding? Are you acting? Like, I can't tell if you're acting right now. She's like, I can't move. I was like, what do you mean you can't move? You got to get off the damn bridge.
She was heckling me. There was like a whole other group that had already made it across the bridge. They were heckling me.
Yeah, no, you were the only one left.
I'm just like frozen going, are you kidding? Like, these people are heckling me. And I mean, I was petrified. I had no idea how to make it across.
She was frozen.
Wow. So again, the show is called Off the Map. You got to see it. Off the Map with Shannon and Holly. It's on GAC, Great American Country, Fridays, 11 p.m. A couple weeks into a 6-week series that really needs to go far, far deeper. You know, I was watching and I was thinking, this has to be also a gold mine for actors, because you're thinking, I'm going to remember that for the next part, and that for the next part.
There were some characters that I think you file away for sure. And accents, too. I mean,
oh yeah,
there's definitely a couple of people that I think we both went, okay, if ever I get a part that's similar to that, that's the person that I base it on. Yeah, I mean, didn't you do that with a couple of the people that we ran across?
My dogs.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I gotta go take care of my dogs. My dogs. Mm-hmm. I can't leave my dogs alone.
No.
Is it weird to you that this has become, shows like this have become the way to maintain relevance even as actors? We're talking to someone about that.
Shows like this, though, I feel like that's more like reality shows as opposed to. And this is,
yeah.
I mean,
try to stay
definitely
away,
not reality.
Stray away from the reality part of it. I mean, it's essentially a travel show. We eat and drink and make merriment. But yeah, I mean, we don't get too personal on camera.
But
it keeps you off camera.
It keeps you on the radar in a way that's so relatable.
Yes.
You know, you look I'm watching the show and I'm thinking, I never knew that Holly Marie Combs had that kind of a laugh.
I know.
Do you know
I'm
what I mean?
Sorry.
No, and yeah, I mean that, and like, that's like so cute because, when, yeah. I, you know, the roles I've seen you play, it's a little bit more contained, a little more somber.
Yes.
So I'm watching this and I'm thinking, if I'm a casting director, I might call her if I'm going to be casting a sitcom because she's light.
I'm so not funny. But thank you for that.
But I mean, as I was thinking about it, I'm thinking they're both much lighter than they've been previously portrayed as being.
Yeah.
Their chemistry is legit and not something that was created on the set of Charm.
Right.
And edited. And I wonder what they're like now, because, you know, it's been a while since Charmed, what they would be like now if you put some papers and some scripts in front of them. Mm-hmm. I don't know. To me, this has become the new version of, like, a showcase, for example.
Right.
You know, when actors used to do staged readings and all that kind of antiquated stuff.
Right.
God, I'm old.
But,
But you know what I mean. So did you go into this thinking that this might help elevate that part of your life?
No, I was petrified. I was petrified to not have a script, to not have words in front of me to say. And I think probably in the first couple episodes, I was slightly more quiet than usual.
Yeah. So it's only going to get better. Mm-hmm. What about you, Shannon?
No, I mean, I don't think I looked at it like that. It's a really interesting way of looking at it, but I don't think that ever dawned on me. It was just more of, you know, let's do something cool. I mean, we've known each other for 22 years. So it was, how do we work together again? Let's go do this and make it really interesting and different and keep our personal lives out of it, but yet show our friendship. I think for me, it was more a celebration of the fact that you could be two actresses and actually support each other and love each other and be friends.
Well, especially because there are always, you know, rumors about women working together. The press has not always been very friendly and fair with you, Shannon.
Oh, God, they've been great.
They've been actually quite beastly to Shannon. So, you know, I mean, you know, and you've done a number of projects that have shown that you're a pretty funny woman. I think so, at least.
Thank you. They were dramas, you know.
I'm supposed to tell that. But, you know, just, I mean, what was it like for the two of you to reconnect on such an intimate level after, I mean, obviously friendship continues, but this is different.
Not really,
no.
Not for us.
No?
No. Well,
really?
Yeah, we've traveled a lot together. So
you drink
actually,
a lot, too.
Yeah.
It's 22 years, so you're talking about a friendship that was way before Charmed. And, you know, I mean, before Charmed, I don't know how many times she stayed at my house, I stayed at her house, you know, like, we became roommates. I called her basically my husband for a little while because
this is true.
She would wear a tool belt and fix the things in my house that I couldn't fix. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, put on her cute little overall. She's very handy.
Very handy.
So I feel like, and we've traveled to a lot of places together. So I don't feel like there was any kind of, like, reconnecting.
No.
Or...
And our crew was really small. It was an intimate affair. I mean, the worst thing I would do usually on a daily basis was talk to the camera and the cameraman while we were doing it, because it was just like, it was a group of us just traveling together and all of the craziness that ensues and goes along with all of that. So we didn't have, I mean, obviously we had some sort of a design, but we didn't have like any pre-planned, you know, what you see unfold is actually what's unfolding.
Oh, it was great in editing, where you just see Holly staring at camera and, like, talking to somebody, but then no response because they wouldn't respond to her. So I'm like,
they did sometimes.
What do we do? How do we edit around this? Holly's like, hey, it's great.
So
the only way I felt comfortable being in that sort of situation, I'm just going to talk to them like they're nice people. Then I'll feel better.
Do you ever feel like they were tricking you to do things that you...
Oh, God, yes.
I mean, I'm watching the show so far. I haven't seen all six episodes, obviously, but I've seen a few, and I'm thinking, there's no way they signed on knowing they were doing this.
Mm. No, we
there's
did.
There's a few things she tricked me into. Wait till you see the canoe in Florida.
The canoe was a different one.
Mm-hmm. I blame Jeff.
What can you give us a hint about what happened on the canoe?
Our canoe upstream and upwind in the largest canoe your producer could find you.
Mm-hmm. With a sign that says warning alligators.
Yeah. He was trying to kill us.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Nope.
Were you crying again?
No. She might have. Well, no.
I would have been, again, I would have been.
Did you hear what he said? Were you crying again?
Well, she admitted she was crying on the, well, on the zip line. I assumed you were crying on the zip line.
I'm a crier. I have a, I don't know what happened to me. As I got older, I became soft. So sensitive.
I know. What happened?
I don't know.
I thought Shannon Doherty was a bitch.
She got soft.
Isn't that what I've read?
No, she's I've heard
that Shannon Doherty is a raging
bitch. You
keep
trying to sell that story to people. They're not buying it.
They've bought it.
She
most
beats,
of them.
She beats you when we're not around, right?
She does. She hits me with that spike heel that she's wearing. That is not cool. She doesn't play nicely. Where are those outtakes?
That's what I want to see.
And I told you, your mother said no hitting. Where's that outtake?
See?
Mm-hmm. I buried those.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
So have there been any discussions about another 6 weeks?
We talk about it all the time.
Maybe we should both look at the very kind woman from GAC and say,
yeah.
She's not from GAC, I wish. I don't know. Steven, Danny, if you guys are listening.
Anybody?
We're actually very curious ourselves. We talk about it. I mean, we're like, let's get back on the road.
I want to see them.
I wanted to go on horseback and do it all on
Jesus.
Through Colorado and Wyoming. And
now I'm fantasizing. We've seen some of the great American outdoors. Now I kind of want to see you like in the rainforest.
Knowing our producers, that will probably happen.
I want you to go like into climbing volcanoes. I would like to now see, because of now what we know about Shannon, I'd like to see you guys climb a volcano.
So basically you just want to put me in dangerous situations.
I just
want to
see you cry a lot.
That's it. Got it. Okay.
I can handle that.
Tears for fears,
baby. Where would you absolutely not go?
Oh, gosh.
Be careful, because someone will be listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that will be the first place they send
us. They'll
be
the first place you go. Like on the back of a camel.
Oh, my gosh.
I could see Holly Marie on a camel.
You know, what was funny is that we did, obviously the Deep South in July and August.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was kind of warm. So I have a feeling they're going to send us to Alaska in winter.
Oh, my God.
No, Alaska right now.
No Alaska.
Maybe
no Alaska right now.
Shannon
after
can't.
New York
Shannon,
cold,
Shannon
no
can't
more.
Hack the studio.
Right? Can you imagine?
I say
Alaska?
Make them live in an igloo for
That's
a week.
That's because she's not dressed properly.
She's all bundled up.
She's got a little teeny skirt on. What is bundled about this?
Well, I have tights.
Oh, so you're the practical one.
I am.
You're the practical one.
She's cold too.
So you probably had all the gear, and then she had to send someone out to buy the gear.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, how is this picture presented? I'm very confused.
Well, you've already told us
right
that she's the husband.
All of a sudden, she's the nice one. She's like, she is this, she's that.
She is.
This is just wrong on every level right now.
Are you done with this interview now?
Wrong.
Don't hit me, Shannon.
There's a reason they put us on separate sides of the room. I can barely see you all the way over there.
God. Maybe we could have them live like in a treehouse for a week.
Stop.
Oh my God.
You're
in like
not,
a 6x6 treehouse.
Fabulous.
Talk about cabin fever.
Hey,
I was up for anything. I was like, sure, I'll, straddle an alligator. Sure, I'll, I basically
until they asked you to.
No, she did.
I do it all.
I was in the truck. But
you were in the truck?
Yeah, she straddled it.
So, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just would like to put them in tight spaces and see how they survive.
No, tight spaces is no good. No.
Like, put them in one of those monorails and then stall it.
Oh, my God.
Or you can just put them in a merry-go-round and just leave it at the top.
You're just not nice.
This is why.
Is this like the menopause talking? Like,
yes!
What is going on
yes!
with you? You were so nice the last time I was here.
Things change.
Holly brings out your like very.
I know
mean
we have
side.
This
is
energy
sit next
coming
to
across.
Me, honey.
Exactly.
Come sit next to me.
See? She's got the tool belt. I always like someone with tools.
That's right.
See? Well, we want to thank Holly Marie Combs and Shannon Doherty for joining us, and encourage you to check out their show Off the Map with Shannon and Holly on GAC, Great American Country, Friday nights, 11 p.m. It's such a fun show. Stick around, there's more to come.
Thank you.